This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $8.4 billion. That is how much the National Retail Federation says we are going to spend this year on Halloween. That is obviously a whole lot of candy corn and costumes. And when it comes to those costumes, the Pokemons and the Batmans and the name brand characters, there is one company that's making a whole lot of money on what used to be a pretty simple kids' holiday. Claire Suddeth writes about said company for Bloomberg. Claire, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this company, Rubies, that apparently makes all these costumes.
Well, they have an adorable backstory. They're called Rubies Costume Company. They've been around since 1951, and they started out as a soda shop in Queens. A man named Ruben Beige, who is no longer with us, and his wife started it. Then he sort of discarded with the soda shop idea and just started selling costumes wholesale, although at the time he just sort of thought of it as, you know, selling it to people in Queens.
And it is now run by his kids, and you spoke to, I guess, one of the sons, Howard, right?
Yes. So Rubies is now the largest costume maker in the U.S. and the producer of about half of all Halloween costumes in the U.S.
So if I go to Target or Walmart or Amazon, odds are it came from Rubies.
Exactly. If you are dressing up as a character this year from a movie or TV show, it's a good chance that what you've bought comes from Rubies. If you're going as something generic like a witch, you know, there are tons of companies that do that.
So, and that's the really interesting part of this thing, the whole character from TV or movies. They are so big. They are so influential, this company is, that they actually know what's going to happen in the next Star Wars movie?
Yeah. So this is one of my favorite things I learned when I talked to Howard. And no, he will not tell you, even if you plead, which
asking
I may
for
have
a
done.
Friend, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, they've sort of learned, figured this out the hard way over the years. In 1999, when Episode 1 was coming out, they really thought that Darth Maul was going to be the breakout character.
Is that the red and black one with the horns all over his head?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course he was not going to be the breakout character. Are you kidding
me? Well, he looks cool. And, people like dressing up as Darth Vader. And so they thought, okay, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
So Rubies had planned him to be about, 50% of their Star Wars costumes that year. And he only sold about a quarter.
Yeah.
So since then, Lucasfilm has worked with him much more closely. And so far, Rubies has been able to keep everything always under wraps.
Changing the series here from Star Wars to Star Trek, Howard Beige is actually basically the guy who got us thinking about costumes in a sort of different way, right?
If you remember in the 70s and 80s, I only have a vague recollection of this, but the Halloween costumes themselves weren't very good.
Right.
They were plastic bag type things with, the Star Trek one was a Captain Kirk mask and then a bag essentially with a picture of Starship Enterprise on it.
Right.
And Howard loves Star Trek. So he went to Paramount and he pitched them on the idea of an adult replica Halloween costume. And they were sort of like, but what about the mask?
Yeah.
He's like, the people who dress up as a Star Trek character want to be themselves, but as Captain Kirk,
That's
so they don't need a mask.
Right? Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
I think
has created this costume culture that we have now. Rubies is also very big in the Comic-Con scene, cosplay.
Oh, makes sense, yeah.
They make a lot of high-end costumes as well as Halloween.
About masks, I have to ask you, because you wrote about it and because Howard makes a lot of money off this, about masks for the various presidential candidates, Trump and Clinton this year. There's a predictive quality to those sales, but this year Howard says it doesn't hold up as it usually does.
Right. So Rubies has seen a number of presidential elections now. And according to Howard, in the past, they can always predict the winner of the presidential election based on whose mask sells best. You know, no one really won as John Kerry or John McCain ever.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah. But this year is different. This year, Donald Trump's mask is outselling Hillary's in an absolute landslide. But Howard thinks that the reason behind this is a little bit different, and it may not be predictive of the actual election because people are actually dressing up as Donald Trump, both to support him and to make fun of him. And on top of that, women rarely wear full masks for Halloween. So you would have to have men buying the Hillary mask and dressing up as Hillary, which most men maybe will come up with a different costume that they would rather do. So, those things together, I think you can't predict the election based on Halloween anymore.
Claire Suddeth writes for Bloomberg Businessweek. Her most recent piece is called How the World's Biggest Costume Maker Cracked Halloween. Claire, thanks a lot.
Thank you.